If you travel, you know when it comes to love.
See you soon.
Can't wait.
The sky is no limit. You know with your Delta Amex card, being oceans apart means meeting in Aruba. And booking a war travel with your card means saving 15% on Delta flights. You know kissing under the bridge of sighs guarantees eternal love. Because you're the long-distance lovebirds. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Take off 15 discount not applicable to partner operated flights or taxes and fees. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know.
Keep your money local. Bring it home to a Wintrust Community Bank, home of Cubs checking with free ATMs nationwide. Find out more at wintrust.com/Cubs. Member FDIC.
Hey, everybody, welcome into the Cubs Talk podcast brought to you by Wintrust. Tony Andracki here with David DeJesus and Doug Glanville. Guys, I just have one topic I want to discuss with you guys today. Should Javi Baez enter himself in the home run derby, assuming MLB gives him the invite? David, we'll start with you.
I don't mind it. Javi is the type of guy that he's going to sell tickets. It's about the All-Star game. It's about putting on a show. Why not have one of the best second basemen in the game? You're not going to mess his swing up because he swings at everything. This could hone him in a little bit maybe for the second half. Who knows? I know there's a lot of guys like Aaron Judge last year. He did the contest and then went off the tracks and really lost his swing for a while. Javi's not that guy. He's a free swinger. So I would love to see him out there, get more Cubs fans involved, and I want to see him out there, actually.
Oh, he absolutely needs to get in there. I mean, first of all, his power is serious. I mean, if you ever watch Javier Baez take batting practice when he is just all in, I mean, he's peppering the scoreboard at Wrigley Field. He has huge power. So he's a guy that can not only be in it, he can win it. But at the same time, the electricity, the personality, that would be a showcase, a perfect stage for him to get out there and kind of show off what he does. And he's always joking with the other players. And it would be a perfect stage for him. So I think it would be great for the Cubs, great for baseball to see that this guy is an electric player that's good for the game of baseball.
And also for Puerto Rico. They've been through some tough times.
Yeah.
You know, bring that fan base some positivity. And, you know, Javi Baez is the type of guy that's going to have fun with it. He's going to put his Puerto Rican flags all over there, and it's great for the game. And they've had some tough times down there in Puerto Rico, so this could be an uplifting moment for them.
And if Javi does it, there's a good chance that he'll do something in it that we've never seen in a home run derby before, regardless of what it is. Maybe he'll turn around, hit lefty, hit one out or something. But I'm totally with you guys. For the show perspective alone, Javi should be in there. His swing is built for it, too, because he can go out to any part of the ballpark. And that's always kind of unique, like Judge, like you mentioned before, David. He can do that as well. But I'm curious, how will it change his swing at all, or is he kind of like slump proof in the sense that he always swings for the fences regardless? Like, would that change? You know, we saw Bobby Abreu did it and only had like 7 or 8 homers after in the second half after winning. We've seen guys talk about how sore they are and everything. Is that a concern at all when the Cubs want to be playing in a late November?
Look, I mean, when Javi Baez is hitting, every at bat is a home run derby. I mean, that's how he is in the regular season. I mean, he is swinging for the fences, 2 strikes, whatever. Yeah. He is swinging. So I don't know how it would be that different other than, you know, you get tired and because you're hitting so many of them in a row. But that's kind of his style. He's home run derby. He's a showcase. And I think it's a good fit for him because he is that aggressive at the plate. And, you know, they'll make adjustments. But I think it can be a little overblown about, oh, you know, the guys swing. You see guys sometimes have great second half. Some guys have terrible. It might be just the way it is, you know.
Javi's been hitting, taking BP his whole life. He loves baseball. He's a guy that's always just wants to hit home runs and work during BP. And with that short porch in right field, that could lock him in if he starts hitting some home runs out to right, because his game is at its best when he's going to right center. So with that short porch in right field at Washington, maybe that gets him locked in. It could lock him in a little bit better for the second half. We don't know the ups and downs of hitting, but Javi's going to swing at pitches out of the plate. But once he gets hot, he's one of the toughest hitters in the game.
Yeah, and as you talk about it, I mean, we just watched Javi here and, you know, Wednesday night go right center in L.A.
Exactly.
But so I guess then, is there a concern at all in either of your guys' minds about the physical toll that it might take? Not forget about the swing changes or anything else. You know, is it – guys talk about being sore and stuff afterwards. That's why Chris Bryant and Anthony Rizzo, they talked about how much it takes them – takes out of you. They only wanted to do it once, and they thought it was great. Maybe someday they'd go back, but you know, for the last couple of years, they haven't. But is there a physical toll that might cause some concern for a guy like Javi, who, I mean, we see him all the time. It looks like he's going to be injured and on the shelf for a month, yeah. and all of a sudden he bounces right back. So he's right. made of That's rubber true. Anyway, so, That's right? True.
Well, you That's see him true. Limping around, and then he's yeah. like, boom, and he yeah. feels second base, yeah. you know? I mean, Mike Trout has avoided the home run derby. I mean, and some of it is the psychology of it. If you feel it, if it messes up your swing, I'm going to quote like Bull Durham in a different way, but if you feel like it messes up your swing, then it does mess yeah. up your swing, right? So, you know, that's just individual. And obviously there's players that have done it year in, year out and enjoyed it and been, you know, showcase players. So, but I think Baez already has a very aggressive stroke. It's not like a fine-tuned swing. He just swings, and that's perfect for the home run derby.
All right, that'll do it on our Cubs Talk podcast. Thanks for listening. Again, we are sponsored by Wintrust. Head to wintrust.com/Cubs for more info.
If you travel, you know how to pull off a perfect getaway. You know, after you enroll with your Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you get up to $10 back monthly on U.S. rideshare purchases with select providers, like a car to the airport. You know which remote retreats have the best herbal baths and where the Wi-Fi password is rarely used, because you're the escape artist. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Purchases must be on card. Visit go.amex/you know.